And it's finished. Finn Harps 1, Longford Town 0. So it's 3 wins in 3 games for rejuvenated Finn Harps. They followed up the wins against Athlone Town and Cove Ramblers with another good result tonight against Longford Town. The only goal of the game coming straight after half-time. Harps winning themselves a penalty in their first attack of the second half. Jamie Watson brought down inside the area after good work by half-time substitute Aaron McLaughlin. And the referee pointing to the spot and success Edigan converting that penalty. So Harps 1-0 in front, and you would have thought they could have kicked on after that because they were the better team in the first half but didn't really create all that many chances. In the second half, when they were 1-0 up, they took the game to Longford. Tony McNamee had a volley not too far wide of the target. Dave Colley had a shot saved by the goalkeeper, and Success Edigan had a good effort on goal as well, batted away by the Longford Town keeper. At the other end though, as long as that second half went on, and with it at 1-0, you just thought, well, Longford could perhaps snatch an equaliser of their own. They brought on 3 forwards in a triple substitution. We're around about 15 minutes to go. Among those to come on, former Harps man Chris Latella. But in the end, Harps were able to hold out for all Longford's threat and possession in those closing stages. Harps never really looked in any trouble. And Noah Baba and Matthew Makinson really, really good in the centre of that Harps defence. That said, they were caught out just before half time when Longford Town created the first half's best chance. Just before the break, as I say, Daniel Norris released in on goal by Bastian Heary, the former Harps man, picking out a wonderful through ball, split the Harps defence. Norris was in on goal, and as the goalkeeper Oisin Cooney came out to narrow the angle, Norris took a shot, but it went wide of the post. A big, big chance Norris will feel he should have converted. That was the big moment of the first half. Harps the better side, and it was the same situation in the second half, but they couldn't find a second. Thankfully for them, Edigan's penalty just after half time was enough to give them all 3 points, and that victory means that Harps close the gap on Bray Wanderers, who are the hold the final place in the playoffs. So Harps are just a single point outside the playoff positions as they head now for 2 away games on the bounce, away to Cork City next Friday night, and then Kerry away from home the following weekend before they entertain Wexford here in Finn Park on the first weekend in October. So with 5 games left to play for Harps, still all to play for, can they make the playoffs? Well, on current form, they look good. They look in good form. 3 wins on the bounce now, thanks to tonight's 1-0 victory over Longford Town here in Ballybuffet. For Highland Radio Sport, I'm Jeremy Doherty.